people's budgets to meet housing, need the Socialist Party, as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, is helping to organize people's budget meetings across the country, to bring together trade unions, activists, and community groups, including housing activists and tenants organizations, and draw up council budgets, to meet the needs of communities. We call on councillors to resist austerity by setting needs budgets in council's upcoming budget-setting meetings. Such a move could win the mass support from communities necessary to demand the money needed from the government. Unite Policy Conference recently called on councils to set needs budgets. The Bakers Union has recently disaffiliated from Labour and pledged to continue to fight politically for its members. Where existing councillors refuse to act in the interests of workers, as they have done during 10 years of austerity, we call on the trade unions to put up candidates and join TUSC's fighting stand in May's council elections. This could be an important step towards building a new mass workers' party, a vital step in achieving a socialist solution to the capitalist housing crisis. A local council prepared to set a budget to meet the needs of workers could use council borrowing powers to fund capital spending to build secure, green council homes, while campaigning for the government to divert its subsidies for private developers to finance a mass program of affordable public housing. Use council's powers to register private landlords and set up council-run lettings agencies as a means to tackle repair standards. High rents and overcrowding for private rented homes. Restore full council tax benefits, funded from council reserves not council tax rises, and campaign for the government to reimburse councils that do so. Give rough sleepers immediate, decent, and comfortable accommodation and support to transform their lives. Act immediately on cladding and fire safety by carrying out remedial work and billing the government. They could compulsorily purchase the buildings of private and housing association landlords which do not also act immediately pay council workers and those employed in council-funded services a minimum wage of £15 an hour and ensure trade union recognition